A Prayer for the Weak in Body, written and read by Miranda Mathis. I want to be like sunshine, not a dark, gloomy cloud, but my mind and my body shout so obnoxiously loud, caring not about my desires or plans. They only fight viciously to gain the upper hand. Oftentimes I must rest when I'd much rather go, causing discouragement which only God and I know. It's like having a melody, but the strings are all broken, or having a song with the words left unspoken. It's not by choice or of a lazy mindset at all. The drive for life remains, yet I always hit a wall. The wall is called fatigue and being chronically unwell. With hopes in my heart imprisoned in each tired cell, I'm always tired and muddle through as I can. Upon waking, I think, was that a marathon I just ran? But don't get me wrong, I'm a very grateful soul. God is faithful to walk beside me with each hard-hitting blow. My prayer is for healing, but only in God's will. His timing, His reasonings, I must accept still. Dear Lord, while I tarry, please strengthen my soul, for this weary lot in life has taken its toll. Yet amidst the weakness, I have found my home. It is to dwell in your presence, where I'm never alone. Whether here or in glory, till this burden is lifted, till the tears are dried and the healing is gifted, I ask that you stay with me until that day arrives. I know that I need you in order to survive. Thank you for the joys and the respites along this path. I've felt the touch of your hand. I honestly have. I cannot summarize the point of my words. I guess all I am asking is for my feeble voice to be heard. A little about me. My name is Miranda Mathis, and I'm a chronic health warrior and a writer. By God's grace, I've nurtured a walk with God since the tender age of 7. My love for writing began as a child and continued throughout my teenage years when I discovered my love for poetry and songwriting. As others encouraged me to write, I found that God gave me the ability to communicate most effectively this way. I also have a strong desire to help God's afflicted through realistic teachings based on Scripture. In order to facilitate this, I began my blog, Revealing Truth Today, on March 23rd, 2012. And I've been writing ever since.